two public universities in Illinois, located less than an hour drive away from each other, are taking two very different approaches to reopening for the fall semester. One is testing and retesting students and staff throughout the semester, while testing for COVID-19 at the other campus is limited. Lee Gaines with Illinois Newsroom starts the story on the campus of the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign.
Marissa Hardwick just got tested for COVID-19 inside a big white tent. She says collecting enough spit to take the saliva test can be a challenge, especially when you can't drink or eat anything for at least an hour before.
I like sour candy, so that's why I always think about like sour stuff. It makes my mouth salivate, so...
Hardwick is a senior majoring in kinesiology. She's impressed by the university's massive testing program. Faculty, staff, and students have to get tested at least once a week in order to enter campus buildings, twice a week for undergrads. So far, the U of I has conducted hundreds of thousands of COVID-19 tests with a positivity rate of less than 1%. But Hardwick is not surprised there are currently around 2,000 cases of COVID-19 on this campus of roughly 35,000 students living in the area and more than 13,000 faculty and staff members.
It's not a quiet school. You know, it's known for being a party location.
That may be why there are already more than twice as many COVID-19 cases on campus than what university researchers predicted for the entire semester. University officials blame the rise in cases on student behavior. Others, like anthropology professor Catherine Clancy, blame the university. She says the school didn't account for student behavior when they created their reopening plan.
We made them think they were going to come here and have maybe not a normal campus experience, but still a desirable campus experience, when what we really need them to do is so much more challenging and mentally taxing and distressing than what they could actually do.
Administrators placed students on temporary lockdown earlier this month, and so far it seems to be working. Daily case numbers have declined, but the total number of cases remains high compared to other universities and colleges nationwide. So far, though, university officials remain confident in their testing program. U of I epidemiologist Rebecca Lee Smith says the campus's testing program is the envy of other universities, who she says are testing mostly symptomatic people.
The majority of our cases are asymptomatic. So the number of cases we have is the iceberg. They have the tip.
About an hour drive away, there's another public university which has taken a different approach to testing on its campus. Dana Vollmer from member station WGLT in Normal picks up the story.
Since it reopened, Illinois State University has had about 1,400 positive COVID-19 test results on its campus of about 18,000 students living in the Bloomington-Normal area. Unlike the U of I, COVID-19 testing at ISU was optional until just last week when the school announced that it will require students to get tested soon, but it's unclear when or how that will happen. Mary Closer is a junior at ISU. She says she and her friends are taking COVID-19 seriously, but some of her classmates aren't being as careful.
They're kind of like ruining it for everyone else.
Eduardo Monk is a freshman, one of the nearly 3,800 living in a dorm. He says he's careful about mask wearing. Still, he doesn't think college students have much to worry about if they do get the coronavirus.
And really, I'm not going to limit myself a whole lot. Again, I can't put my whole entire life on pause. There's a million more things I could die from just stepping outside my door.
ISU President Larry Dietz says most students are following the rules, and he says the university's COVID-19 numbers don't tell the whole story.
The truth is, many state universities don't test nearly as much as Illinois State does, and they don't transparently report positive cases as does ISU. Other universities test so often that their positivity rates skew lower through simple division.
So far, Illinois State University has conducted about 8,000 COVID-19 tests.
The University of Illinois, more than 300,000. Sarah Kobe is an epidemiologist at the University of Chicago. She calls ISU's optional testing program problematic.
To be fair, it is also the mode for basically every state and other large institution I know, which is, you know, allow testing, report those test results, but not enable testing in the way that allows us to understand trends in transmission, you know, really well. So, I mean, it's unquestionably risky.
Kobe says schools need to test students and staff every few days to catch the virus before it can spread. Without that kind of systematic surveillance testing, she says you can't really tell how many people are infected. And while Kobe calls the testing program created by the University of Illinois impressive, she says the school could have done a better job accounting for student behavior and how that might affect the spread of the virus.
And so I think a lot of boxes had to be checked, you know, to do this safely. And I don't think any university has really checked all of them.
Kobe says if university and college administrators had anticipated the magnitude of what's at stake and what it would take to open safely, more might have chosen not to bring students back to campus at all. I'm Lee Gaines.
And I'm Dina Vollmer.